It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Now, what's natural neurology? And we're going to find out today with Dr. Jason Kelberman, a chiropractic physician who is a board certified in integrative medicine and a diplomate in manipulative therapy. He's here to share with you how to keep your brain healthy and alert the all-natural way. And perhaps it's appropriate to actually say that's the old-fashioned way, because people used to rely on Mother Earth to cure what ails them. To me, you know, I've been working with brain health for many, many years. And of course, my specialty is in natural strategies, but I love more information by others. Let me go ahead and share a little bit about natural neurology, at least the way I look at it. I believe that there's many, many different levels in the way you can introduce natural health, and particularly to spark up your brain and in your entire, it's not just your brain, it's your spinal cord as well. And recently, I visited Dr. Jason Kelberman in his office, because he is known as a neurodoc, the natural neurodoc. And for me, I have had, you know, injuries, particularly growing up, especially from head injuries and neck injuries. I'm very athletic, and I would do sports medicine. The injuries are mainly from sports injuries, from snowboarding, hitting my head on that ice, and you know, also from all other sources of different head injuries I've had. Literally, the worst one that triggered a lot of inflammation and spinal pain and for me, which was about 5-6 years ago. And this is the reason why I went and sought out Dr. Kelberman. And I thought that he would be the perfect individual for us to chat about natural neurology. And when I went to his office visit, it was very different from a regular chiropractic appointment. Regular chiropractic appointment, they look in, feel your muscles and look at your spine and the movement of the spine. But Dr. Kelberman checked a lot of different nuances of my body. Oh, doctor's here. Hello Dr.
There.
Kelberman.
Good morning.
I didn't think we were going to get you on.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Okay. Well, I'm just talking about how, you know, you've been helping me with my brain and my neck. And you know, what I really want us to do is today, just in the short period of time that we have now, go over what natural neurology is and how is it different from conventional neurology.
Be happy to. If you go to see a neurologist in just about any part of the world, chances are the treatment will be a drug, a medication, or worst case scenario, a surgery. As you know, we doctors of chiropractic have been practicing without drugs for 100 years. So our take is a little bit different. And what we try to do is have the body do the healing, which it does itself anyway. You know, all of us doctors, what we do is we take out interferences and allow the body to heal itself. So really what we try to do from a neurologic point of view is the same. If you were to walk out onto your patio and see a plant that's dying, you would immediately say, well, is it getting too much sun, not enough water? Is the soil missing nutrients? And our body is exactly the same. Frequently, people who have neurologic conditions are nutritionally deficient or who have genetic metabolic disorders. And these can be treated successfully from a metabolic point of view without medication, and that's what we've been doing for many years now, very successfully, and as you know, we specialize in peripheral neuropathy.
Right. I mean, at your it's called the Los Angeles Neuropathy Center.com, that's the website, but at your office, you talk a lot about, you know, peripheral neuropathies. But what are the other common issues that you see in your patients? Because, you know, in my practice, I see a great deal of memory loss and dementia and, you know, brain trauma. What else
Sure.
do you see?
You know, I like yourself, I kind of step back and look at the whole picture. And so we think of neuropathies as global neurologic degeneration. So frequently there are changes in brain function, cognitive issues, memory, balance is a big one, motor function, et cetera. So, yeah, we frequently see that it's part of the whole picture, and thus we like to treat the whole picture and not just one of your toes.
Right, right, exactly. And when you talk about, you know, the balancing is very interesting because people don't realize they actually lack balance. I mean, there are tests that you will do as a, you know, you're called the natural neuro doc, right?
That's correct.
And
because we don't use drugs, so we try to do it naturally. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And what can you tell the people out there right now how they can tell whether their balance is really healthy or not? What can they do to check and see so that they know,
Good question. My
God, I really got to get checked out?
Because we very often get used to whatever we have going on, and it happens so slowly that we don't recognize it. So sometimes other people, you know how you meet somebody, you haven't seen them in 10 years, and you go, oh, they're not walking so good, or oh, they got their hair is gray, or whatever the case may be, they've changed. Usually other people can see it better than you can. So that's a tough question. I would say this. Try standing on one foot and balancing. Then try standing on the other foot, okay? That's about as simple as it gets. And if you are worse on one side, usually that means you have a significant foot problem or some kind of neurologic problem that affects that side. That's as plain and simple as I can make it.
Right, right. You know, I've often noticed patients, particularly I have one case where she's a neuro patient, multiple sclerosis, and I can tell right away something was off because when she walked in, she was walking literally with her feet apart each other further than a natural gait.
Right.
You know, their
right.
feet are, it's almost like they're kind of like trying to feel out themselves. So people around you can actually tell, possibly
right.
not even you.
Yeah,
that's
but that
right.
woman didn't know she had that gait because she, to her,
she
that
did
was
not
normal.
Know.
Right.
That's exactly
so that's a,
it.
That's a really tough question to answer. I think that one has no training in how a gait is supposed to be. So, you know, if you put one foot in front of the other, everybody thinks that's, you know, fairly normal. So
right,
for
right.
those of us who
but
have training, we can pick it up in an instant. Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. And then, of course, we had to address that and figure out what was the cause of the
sure.
exacerbation or, you know, her having a little episode that triggered. Because MS is something like any neurological we can control. Oh, my gosh, it's already been. I'm so sorry that we didn't get to see talk more. But hang on. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelberman, for joining me today. Please visit Dr. Kelberman's website, Los Angeles Neuropathy. Neuropathycenter.com, or you can get information from my website, drsuzanne.com. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.